Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
Hope you guys like the new intro. Credits to Josh, our producer, on that. It's wonderful sounding, I think. What about you, Nigel?
I'm just here to pop tabs and smoke fags.
Whoa!
That means cigarette, right?
I know what it means, yeah. I do know that. Yeah. It caught me off for a second.
Like, I think it also means shoot a gay. I'm not sure.
I do think that it has a double meaning. I do.
Yeah,
I
think it depends whether you're English or like normal.
Right. So what are you?
My name's Nigel, so it's English, so I'm not getting canceled.
So you're good.
I'm good. Okay, I'm not getting canceled.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, no. It was very, very close. You don't want to.
Right on the line.
We're on PC culture. Yeah, in fact, I'm not going to curse this whole pod. Like this whole episode, I'm keeping it clean.
That's what you're going to do? That's your thing, this podcast?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. What's
family friendly?
What are we doing today? I don't even know what we're doing.
We're just filling up time. 30 minutes. We're going to waste your time. We're wasting our time. We're doing great. This is a fantasy football podcast. There's no football. It's all a fantasy at this point.
It's all fantasy.
We're just going to recap our weeks. You had a story you already told us. I'm pretty excited about that.
It's not that good of a story, but it is a story.
I want to tell you how I started my morning off.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't see you this
it's
morning.
My
What's
day
up?
Off. It's
yeah.
my, it was my day off. I really was excited. I was like, I stayed up late as fuck last night doing absolutely nothing. My wife had to wake up and go to work this morning. Oh, damn shame. So sad. Except for she wakes me up.
Oh, yeah.
Out of a dead sleep. She's like, hey, I need you to do something for me. And, like, of course, I'm startled. I'm like, what do you need? Is someone breaking in? Yeah.
It's I was your like, first time.
Is someone getting murdered? And she was like, there's a spider and I need you to kill it. It's a big spider.
Mm-hmm. Husbandly duties, dude.
And I was like, all right, let me see it. Now, when I tell you the spider was big, I almost went back and got the fucking gun. I was like, Jesus Christ, how did this thing get in the front door without busting it down? I saw it, and it was in the corner, and I was like, she's like, do you see the spider? I'm like, spider? I thought that was a dog. So I fucking curb stomped the shit out of it. And at that point, I'm awake, because obviously you're groggy, like wiping your eyes. And I was like, I want to make sure I get this spider, because if I miss, I don't have life insurance, we're fucked. So...
That's it.
Spider's definitely dead, though.
Made
an audible crunch. I heard the crunch standing. I wasn't, like, close to it. I was, like, full standing, heard the crunch. It was like...
The shoe kind of echoed the crunch through the sole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
But yeah, that's how I started my day this morning. And I was like, fuck it. I guess I'll feed the dogs and get that's it cool. going. This is a bright, crispy, like, 6:45.
Whew.
Damn shame.
Yeah, I was up, but I wasn't doing that.
Hell no. You wake up that early before you like come to work?
Well, this morning was a different day. Much stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, usually I wake
after
up at
all
like
the moving we did yesterday.
Yeah.
There was still some stuff that I had to move this morning that were electronic related. Yeah. So,
final
it was
touches.
A fun morning. Yeah. So, my story, this happened. So, this is currently going on as of today, because this is why we're recording a little later, because I got here a little later.
Yeah.
This was probably, I don't know, two and a half, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife were sitting in the living room, sitting on the couch. We're talking, TV's on, and we're just kind of going back and forth. And so we don't have an actual couch. We have a love seat, and we got the two chairs now. So, you know, we're just chilling in the living room, and we're, like, facing each other talking. I've got, like, mad good periffs. That's all I'll say. My wife even commented on them. Sunday morning because Maddox was my son, my oldest, was like running around behind me. He told me what he was supposed to be doing. And I said, Maddox, go to your room and get your clothes on. My wife was like, wow, daddy's got really good peripherals. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I know. I mean, I can see really good at the corners. So anyways, to preface what I'm about to say. We're sitting on the couch. We're facing each other. She is facing the hallway. You know what my house looks like.
Yeah.
I am facing her, which is toward the back windows.
Okay.
At the same time, I mean, dead on the same time, we both go, did you see something? And I'm like, yes, I did. I hope that's not what I saw. Because she's looking right at it.
It's a mouse.
It was a mouse.
It's a good sized mouse or just a little mouse?
Like it was.
It's a good sized mouse.
It was a mouse.
Not a rat.
It was not a rat. It was not a rat.
They have like mice, and then they have mice.
We've had this is in our in law, and we had the baby mice. We live right behind the field.
Right.
We live right behind a or in front of a farm right now. Right. So you know the whole
thing. That one will definitely make a crunch if you step on it.
Oh God, I do. I don't do that mess. I can't.
You don't.
That's I can't.
You can't even kill a fish on a rock. That makes sense.
Exactly. I can't do that either. So
was that your phone that just went off again?
No. No, it wasn't mine.
Wasn't mine?
It wasn't mine? No, there's... Look at that. No updates. That's not on mine. Josh, is that your phone? Nigel?
No, my sound's not on.
Okay, well, somebody's phone made an update noise. I heard it.
It wasn't a phone.
Oh.
That's what it was.
The pad.
The pad.
The pad. Trying to call me out like I did something wrong.
Well, usually 9 times out of 10, it's you.
8 out of 10. You got it?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm
just
going to hide it.
We'll see. We'll see here in a few minutes.
Right.
So anyways, we're both looking just like, you got to be kidding me. Was that, we saw it.
At the same time.
And again, I saw it up
the periphery. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I know I saw something moving around the baseboards.
Do you think men have better peripheral vision because we have to look at like booties and stuff without like giving full attention? Because then you're going to get called out and you're going to go, God, look at that ass.
I'm not answering that. But
I'm not saying when you're married. I don't. I'm
just an overall statement of.
Right. Of do like men what have you've learned peripherals? From like high school on. Because like in high school, you were like, you look at a girl's butt and everyone just roasts you like, Jesus, dude, calm down. Like,
I think. I'm going to say this, and if female listeners are tuned in, I'm sorry, but it's pretty much proven that men are better drivers. We may get in more expensive car accidents, but we get in a lot fewer car accidents. And I think that has to do with our perverts.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you think they're developed because we're, at our core, more perverted?
Maybe. I don't know.
I will say once I got married, it was this weird effect of like me looking at other girls dropped by a good like 70%. I don't know how that started. Like you have to be level to even garner a side turn. Yeah, like I'm walking past.
Go ahead and stick a knife in my neck. I'm good on that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to.
I'm not trying to
deal with the consequences that comes with all that.
Oh, I haven't faced any consequences for that.
I technically haven't faced any because I've never done it, but I know.
I have a really bad habit of people watching too.
So now my wife is really, really bad about people watching.
I love it because I roast the fuck out of people to my wife.
Yeah.
Like we'll be at a restaurant and I'll just be like, you think that bitch needs another fucking piece of chocolate cake? You see her? Who orders two desserts?
We do it a lot with couples. If we're doing it with couples, it's really funny.
I like to do that. What do you think they're talking about on their first date right now? It looks like that, like especially if you can tell it's like an awkward first date or something like that. I'm just like,
if they're both just sitting there on their phones, but like they're kind of talking, but both on their phones. Oh man, we have a fun time with that stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's when you just airdrop a dick pic, confuse everybody.
Oh, a Korean family. Just a Korean airdrop family. Airdrop
a Korean family?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought you meant to a Korean family.
No. Just airdrop a pic of a Korean family. What is this? What's going on? Anyways. So, I see.
So, wait. When you.
Go ahead.
This is fucked up. Airdrop the picture of the Korean family.
Yeah.
And then tag one person in it as Woo Who, WU HOO.
Yes. I've never done that. That sounds awesome. My next outing at a restaurant, I might do that.
He's going to start airdropping stuff. I fully support it.
I am. Just drop a picture of a summer sausage. What's this Johnsonville doing right here?
Okay. What are they called? Little chubs? Is that what the small ones called? Like the little sausage? Like
the real like tiny ones or like little smokies? Like the
vinegar sausage?
No.
I think it's called a little chub.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm just going to walk around in my pants and be like, you want to see my little chub? So the people are like, I'll airdrop it. What the fuck did you say to me? And you just pull it out of your pocket and give him a little chub.
Pull it out of your pocket.
You want to see my little chub?
There you go. No, without the packaging.
How fast do you think I'd be arrested in elementary school?
You got opened little chubs in your pocket.
No, it has to be packaged.
No package.
Otherwise, they're going to be like, what the fuck is it? Because if it's in the no package, they're not going to get the joke that it's a little chub. It has to have the name on it.
No. Okay. Yeah, I like that, though. Yeah, you could get it in middle school or elementary school real quick.
Have you heard of this new trend called map rights?
No, what is that?
Map, M-A-P, means minor attracted person. So it means people are trying to normalize pedophile
stuff, yeah. I showed you that picture, right.
That weird, like, advertisement for it. God. It's really weird to me that people are even trying to put... This is something that's been weirded out for me. So, like, I remember being a kid...
It's because of the pizzas.
I remember when I was 12, I found other 12-year-olds hot. And then when I was 14, I found 12-year-olds to be children.
Yeah.
And then when I was, like, 16... If you put me right now with an 18-year-old girl, couldn't do it. It's weird. They're children.
You can't talk to them. But you can't even talk to them nowadays.
It's
not even
that. It's weird how, like...
That's 10 years on that for us.
Right. But I think what happens is if something happens to these people at that age, and they just stop mentally.
Yeah.
And so they think that that's okay. And I think as a society, if we find that in someone, we should
beat them to death. They stop at 12? They stop at 8?
No, I was going to say, you just murder them. We don't worry about it.
Hey, I'm not against your ideas at all. I like that idea.
I'm really, like, if you want to be a furry, go be a freak wherever, just not in front of me. Go to the woods, do whatever you got to do. If you beat off to My Little Pony, whatever, be a brony, I don't care. It's not affecting me.
A brony. Yeah, I like that.
If you, like, get off to kids, there's no place for you, bro. There's not a place for you.
I'll kill you and go to jail. I don't even care. If my kids are involved.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's it. I'm saying, like, anybody. Like,
nah, I don't care. No, that's so weird. That's not a thing.
It's something that I've really seen a trend on, like, social media where people keep trying to post it. And I'm like,
yeah, they try to be part of the LGBT,
which is in its own a positive community. And then here you are, they're just trying to add another thing to it. And I don't know if it's like a troll job or if they're really serious, which is even worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really weird. Gross. You have any other cool stories?
I didn't finish my story. You didn't let me keep talking.
Did you kill it?
No. So.
You just got a mouse in the house.
I had a mouse and it ran. We watched it walk or run. I don't know, prance into the hallway closet. Mm-hmm. And we were like, what do we do? So we had this mouse problem in Lawton. So I had these glue traps. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that works. We've tried mouse traps. We've tried where they walk in one side and they get caught because of the food. We've tried the snap traps. No. You
tried a pellet gun?
In your house?
Yeah.
No, I have not tried that.
You tried a hammer?
On my tile floor? No, I have not tried that.
I'm telling you, there's nothing more satisfying.
But if you miss, I'm chipping up my tile. I'm not doing that.
But think about how much more mad you're going to be the next time you swing that hammer at that mouse. Because now you have chipped
tile.
Yeah,
I'm going to break an entire tile at that point.
Yeah, and then you're going to leave a message. You're going to leave mice hanging out your front yard as a message to all
the
other mice.
I'm not going
to
hit it. No. I don't think I'm going to hit it.
It's fair.
So, got these glue traps.
You got to warn them.
Line the entire closet with it.
Mm-hmm. Now there's a mouse running around with 4 glue traps attached to it. Flap, flap, flap. You got the new Yeezys and the sticky mouse traps. I got you, bro.
So we go to bed because... I mean, you can't just wait for it.
I mean, you can, but
You can, but it was already 11.
Yeah, but here's the
thing,
bro.
That's past my bedtime in the first place.
This is the problem with you lazy Americans. This mouse is on its grind.
Sorry, you're English.
It's on its grind, bro. Hello, bruv. So, this mouse is on its grind. Woke up earlier than you, run around the house. Go to bed later than you, run around the house.
No. He just stays up all night.
It's not even your house anymore. It's the mouse's house.
Let me finish this.
I'm just going to drag the story. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give it so much fluff.
We go to bed. Mm-hmm. 2:30, 3 o'clock. I'm just like, I can't sleep. Like I couldn't. It was so weird. I almost never have a problem sleeping through the night.
You know what's overrated?
What?
Sleeping naked.
It's overrated?
Yeah. I hate sleeping naked.
I don't sleep naked.
Never. I've got to have some separation.
I always have boxers on.
Yep.
Always. Nothing else.
Or just gym shorts.
Oh, no. That's way too hot. Mm-mm. You're a hot guy.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I appreciate that. I work on this
in
body.
All kinds of senses.
Yeah.
How do you sleep in...
Speaking of senses, did you fill yours out?
No.
We talked about this, you son of a bitch.
No, I still haven't. I should have.
You like
no, got, no, you... no, no. I take you back. I did. I got the, okay. I did fill it out. I did fill it out. Didn't I send you guys a picture? Did I send you guys a picture of it?
I'm just fucking with you. I keep trying to ruin the story because you called me out on it.
Anyways, I really thought, I thought I sent you guys a picture. I did it. I did it for Ashley because she gave me such crap about it.
Yeah. She has a way of that.
I swear I sent you guys a picture.
Making you feel bad for something that inherently doesn't matter. She does that shit to me all the time.
Filled it out.
Yep. Same with taxes. I was like, fine, I'll get to fucking do my taxes.
That's a different thing.
I don't know what the government needs to know about my money for anyway.
Wake up, 3 o'clock. I'm on the couch. I leave the bed because I don't want to wake the wife up. I'm just like, I'm just going to go to the couch in the living room. Mind you, not a couch, a love seat. So I'm literally sleeping with my feet elevated. And I just keep hearing noises. Every noise that is happening in the house, I hear. I'm just like, this is the worst thing ever. I saw a mouse tonight. Now I can't sleep. Now I'm hearing all the noises. It was not good. It was not fun. Finally, fell asleep about 4 o'clock. Up for an hour, hearing noises. Woke up about 6. And I was like, oh, God. I missed it. Where is it at? I missed the mouse. Open the closet door. A little bish is stuck to the glue trap. Got him. I thought, that's it. We're done. We're good. It's all good. Until today, when my wife called me at work and said,
there's two of them.
I literally watched a mouse walk down the hallway into our closet, like come out of the laundry room area into the closet, and it's in there right now. We don't have any more glue traps.
So I have to go get some glue traps.
That's why I was here late.
Or a hammer.
We have hammers. I don't think she's going to hit anything. Or we're going to cancel this podcast, and I don't want to do that. So this is for you guys. We haven't bought glue traps. Now we're shooting a pod. We haven't caught it yet.
We still haven't got the mouse yet.
The new one? No. New one.
Are we going to keep it as a pet?
No. As soon as it gets on the glue trap. It's funny because I read the disclaimer as I was walking out of Lowe's today. And it's like, this is not a humane way to kill a mouse. Please kill the mouse before disposing of it. Do not leave it outside. I was like, who would take this glue trap and just set it outside? Like, come on, birds. Come on, cats. Come get this.
You invaded my property.
You know what? I would love for a cat to come get it and like get it stuck to its like little
Like its paw. It does the face. Paw thing?
No. I want it to get stuck to its nose.
Oh.
Then you have to rip the hair out. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
You hate cats?
Very much.
Interesting. I'm not a great fan of cats, but I appreciate them. I would never own one.
Why? What's the appreciation? That's my rat story, by the way. Mouse story. Sorry. Mouse story.
I don't know. I would never own a cat. I'm just a cat person. But I'm also like the vehement hate for a cat is really interesting to me.
They're nasty creatures.
I mean...
So are dogs. Don't get me
wrong.
I was
just thinking about all the nasty shit I've done in my life, and I was like, we're all kind of freaking gross, but.
Yeah, I guess. But it's a pet. It's supposed to listen to you.
No. What pet listens?
Dogs. Good dogs. Good dogs.
No. I feel like I have okay dogs.
You have good dogs.
They don't listen for shit.
They listen okay. You were training it with a treat that you fed me earlier.
Yeah.
So let's start there.
And was it delicious?
It was okay.
It was a stale-ass banana treat.
Okay.
It was okay. Yeah.
And you set it down in front of me like it was an appetizer to a treat.
Yeah.
Because you gave me a cupcake.
Did I sell it pretty good, though?
No, because I told you what it was.
No, I meant you knew... But was I pretty good at convincing you that
you
it wasn't
the thing?
You just
kept saying, no, it's not a dog treat.
No, I'm admitting
you
lied.
You weren't even selling it. It was just like, no, it's not a dog treat.
No, yeah, that's fair.
Like, that was your repetitive.
But were you like, okay, maybe it's not a dog treat. And then I told you it was a dog treat. And you're like, you son of a bitch, I knew it. And I was like, yeah.
That's pretty much what happened. Because
but you trusted me a little bit.
I semi-thought, he wouldn't just feed me a dog treat without telling me.
I wouldn't give you a terrible dog treat. I gave you a delicious one.
It was okay.
It was a lot better when they were fresh.
You tried them fresh too.
When we first bought the package, I was like, these smell really good.
I need some chicken meal.
Yeah, it wasn't
right
bad.
In the mouth.
Wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad stale either.
No.
I wouldn't
I mean, I'm not going to like pour a bowl and put some milk in it.
I do think it's funny that you just set it down in front of me like, oh, he'll eat that. I hate you for doing that.
I ate one too to convince you to, because I feel like I ate it with such confidence that you were like, well, fuck. Yeah,
all
right.
I thought it was like, again, you and all your monies that you have. I thought this was
my
like
wife.
A,
my wife.
Your has. Wife's monies. I thought Thank this you. Was a like a like a palate cleanser, like a little coffee ground, little so you just. Wanna, okay, we're gonna clean it up, and then we're gonna have a beautiful treat.
Why my wife's not here, and I'm gonna let her figure this out if she listens to the podcast between now and this weekend.
Okay,
we took $500.
Yeah,
and we said it's okay for me to gamble in the stock market with it.
Oh, yeah.
I made 13 cents on it. In less than a week so far. I haven't done anything. I've been holding it.
Okay. Have you invested any of it?
Yeah.
All 500?
All 500 is.
And you've only made 13 cents.
Right.
Okay.
So continue. I took a 69 cent hit today, which I'm already like, fuck it, pull it all out. Just kidding. So.
But hey, it was a good cent hit, though. I'll tell you that.
My plan is I'm going to look over the fight card this weekend.
Oh, please.
I'm going to make bets on it with the money that we put in there. Because some of it's cash. Because it's a portfolio.
Oh.
So some of it's cash, some of it's bonds, some of it's stocks, some of it's actual. Like, it's like a whole different thing.
So what, you're going to take the cash out
yes.
and put it on the card?
I'm going to put it on.
Who's fighting this weekend? No idea.
No, I don't know yet.
Okay.
I mean, the people have been announced, Do you but know? I don't know.
Oh.
It's not Izzy. It's Cormier this week.
Yeah, oh, DC fights? The third one?
So,
what are the odds on that?
Doesn't matter. I have a whole list in my. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to place a bet on every fight.
You're going to bet on DC?
Yeah.
DC's are you going to bet win. High?
No.
Oh, you're
I'm
not?
I'm going to do a flat rate on all of it.
Are you going to do like a parlay? Or are you going to
No. Just like I'm putting money right now. I'll tell you. Daniel Cormier, I'm going to bet okay. on. I'm betting on Sean O'Malley, Junior Dos okay. Santos.
Okay.
So, I think
on a lot of names that I know.
I think Daniel beat Stipe for one. You because think so? The reason being is I think what happened was Daniel Cormier got gassed out last time. And that's why he didn't put his hands up. That's why he ate all those body shots. That's why he lost in the third round.
So I didn't watch the second fight, but the highlights I saw, Stipe bugged.
Well, that's Cormier what happened. Pretty good. Is he? I think Cormier hit a wall and then kept eating body shots and then just crumbled.
Okay.
I don't think Daniel's going to make the same mistake twice. Stipe may win. He's the most decorated heavyweight. He may still win, but that's why I'm hedging my bet. I think Sean O'Malley is a superstar in the making. Junior Dos Santos, I think, is better than that Jorginho Rosenstroik or whatever his name is. The guy who Francis Ngannou just put his lights out like 5 weeks ago. So I'm just going to go through it.
Fighting again 5 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. And he ate some nasty shots. So I'm just going to go through the card and place a little bit here, a little bit there, just pepper some money around.
How much total are you putting down? I'm just curious. Rainbow hair.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew the name and I was thinking, what does he
Sugar
look
show,
like?
Bro.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. I'm going to bet some money on that. Not a lot of money, but some money.
How much? How much are we talking?
Well, we're talking whatever the cash portion of what I haven't invested is, which is close to $100.
That's it.
But here's the thing. I want to know if I'm any good at this before I like make a commitment for realsies. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to think. You don't just go swimming in the ocean if you've never learned how to donkey paddle first. You know what I'm saying? You don't just go out
Did
there.
You say donkey paddle?
Doggy paddle.
I swear you said donkey paddle.
I mean, donkey punch, donkey paddle, it's all good.
Yeah, that's what I was, right. I was like, okay.
Wait, you said we're at 24 minutes already? We have not covered anything worth talking about.
Not really.
This is all dog shit. I'm sorry, guys.
Or dog treats.
Now, what do you think turns into dog shit?
Well, I guess that's true.
This is the precursor.
Okay.
Trying to think of anything really funny actually happened. Not really. Oh, we had a crackhead come into the store.
Oh, God.
Caught you off guard with that one, didn't we?
Oh, jeez.
It's like 5 o'clock. We're supposed to be closing.
On the dot.
And this girl just walks up to the door, and I'm like, oh, she got that crackhead energy. And she's barefoot.
No shoes.
Knocking on the door, like, repeatedly. And I'm just like, she's going to come in here.
And then she rang the doorbell. That's when I felt bad. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, because you've just installed that, too.
Yes, I was like, dang it. No, we have
to. How mad would you be if she knocked on it, rang the doorbell, and you looked at her, and she just grabbed it and walked off?
See, that's what I feel I would be bad. I'd feel bad about.
So, no, I legitimately thought she was going to knock on the door and be like, can I take a shit?
I really thought she was asked for the bathroom too. That's so weird.
Well, that's what crackheads do. Can I take a shit in here? And they smeared all over the walls. But no, like, and then she came in and she was like, I need a pamphlet. What message do you think that girl's spreading?
You didn't hear what she said? Uh-uh. You didn't hear it? Uh-uh. So open the door.
Yeah.
And I was not going to let her in.
Yeah, but then she's like got her little toasty feet. No,
she looks down and is like, points at her feet and goes, can I come in? It's like, we're standing on the hot concrete. I guess I don't want to be a dick about this, so step inside the front door. She came in. She goes, yeah, I was wondering about how much would it be to make a pamphlet? I was like,
I'm really curious about what her message is. What message is she spreading? Because I'm in.
Well, I have to ask all these questions. Like, okay, well, you know, everything. So anyways, yeah, all these questions about logistics. A pamphlet.
Yeah. What color?
And she goes,
what paper? Back in front, folds. Well,
she goes, you know, I just want to make one of those Jesus pamphlets. That was literally her verbiage.
One of those Jesus pamphlets?
Jesus pamphlets. And I was like,
please let me be the lead on this project. Like,
okay, she goes, can you design the cover and all that?
I will do it for free.
Like, I got this. Please. I was like, yeah, we can do that. And so she's asking pricing. I tell her all of it. And she's like, okay, yeah. Well, I have your card, so, okay, well, I appreciate it. And then she walked out and walked into the door, and I said, oh, yeah, you got to push that little silver thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that part. She hit the door hard as hell.
Like, oh, yeah, you got to push that little silver thing. She's like, oh, okay, thank you. And then she walked out.
So
she wanted to make a Jesus pamphlet, and she wants us to design it. Do you want to take lead?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll let you take lead.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to do a photo shoot as Jesus, right?
I will put you on the cover as a cartoon Jesus.
Yeah. That would like be like wonderful. A South Park version of Jesus. Like fat South Park Jesus.
That'd be wonderful.
Listen, this is it just came to me because I remember making the joke. I'm not saying about who, but I'm going to pitch the idea to Josh.
Okay.
We're going to sign you up for a Christian dating site. Do you like older women? Bro, no. Listen, okay. I came up with a line that I swear to God would have her speaking in tongues in a second. I'm telling you right now, I walked up to Aaron after we talked to an older Christian, not older, a middle-aged Christian woman. And I was like,
oh God,
I like my women like I like my wine. Finely aged and touched by Jesus. Changed by Jesus. Because watered wine. I was like, man, I immediately felt my nipples get hard. And I was like, that's a great line.
He loved it.
And I don't know where I would ever use it again. So someone on Christian Mingle needs that.
Hey, maybe we can put that as the cover of the pamphlet.
That's what I'm saying. I age like dried fruit in the sun.
I like my women like. And then it's a picture of you.
Yeah.
Cartoon Jesus. We open it up.
I like my women like I like my Christ. Nailed.
Gone. We need to sign off this podcast.
What? You don't like the blasphemy just flying out of here, bro?
Nope. That's not for me. That's not fine. For me.
You're saved by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I am not. The Satan worshiping. This is another thing I don't understand. The Satan worshiping group.
The Luciferians.
Everyone's like, y'all dumb for believing in Jesus. Y'all dumb for believing in Satan. This is the stupidest argument I've ever heard. If you are a part of any organized religion, I'm just assuming you're losing.
That's it?
That's how I feel, yeah.
You know what I listened to today? I meant to tell you this earlier. I've been listening to this.
You ever just listen to Pornhub in your earphones and don't even watch the video?
Never done that.
Just trying to catch you off guard.
I listened to this thing, this podcast, between yesterday and today. It's been both days. I've been kind of on and off it. But there's this thing called I'm trying to think of the way she says it. Ufology? That is, it's, I guess, falling under religion now. This is a doctor of religion.
Theology, gotcha.
Sorry, theology. Mm-hmm. Yes, I swear it was religion, though.
I'm really hard. I'm like, I've got a boner for both sides of this argument. Okay. So I'm excited.
So ufology is the study of UFOs
and fuck aliens. Off. Fuck 100% of the
world. I gotta tell you about it, man. It's so interesting. It's interesting. I've never believed in aliens. Do you?
Yeah, I think statistically there has to be other life out there.
Okay.
Statistically.
Okay. All now, I will say, it was interesting, and I'd never heard that term before, though. And I thought, that's like its own religion, which is weird to say that it's not just a belief, but they actually call it a religion. Mm-hmm. I was like, That just made me question a couple things. I will say
the thing that's also annoying with like the whole like Christianity thing are these like meme lord fucking atheist dudes who go hard in the paint all the time about it. That's just as annoying to me.
Well, yeah,
it's like, bro, if they're not if you don't preach directly at me, we're cool. You and I get along. You believe in Jesus. How often do I just attack you for believing in a thing?
Once a week, probably.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. And you know what it is? It's not that I want you to stop going. It's obviously beneficial to your life. But, like, I also got kicked out for getting my dick sucked, which is, like, really fucked up. You know what I mean?
I think you share a similar boat with somebody, but,
yeah.
Continue.
We wouldn't have made the boat, is what I'm telling you. We would have been drowned out in that 40 days and 40 nights, bro. I float good, but not that good.
Not that good. You can't not back. Can you backfloat?
You mean with my head down? No, I can backfloat.
Like you can float on your back? Mm-hmm. I can't.
I have to like hold my breath though. I can't just like.
Yeah, I've never been able to do it. My wife like can literally like feet up, like everything up.
Yeah.
My son can't do it.
Your wife's also got a very different body mass than everyone here.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Actually, I want to take this claim back. I have no idea if I can. I just wanted to say yes because I believe I can do anything.
I can't backfloat.
Until I can't do this, until I've like tried and can't do it, I believe I can do anything. Like, well, I've never tried to run a marathon, and my heart, I fully believe I can.
So my son did swim lessons these past like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to say this on the podcast. I don't say he failed. He didn't pass his class.
Yeah.
Because he can't backfloat. Like, that's like, he can do it. It's five things.
Yeah.
He can do four of the five things.
Yeah.
But apparently.
80%.
That's B. Mm-hmm. That's a B. He passed. Apparently, he can't backfloat, so he doesn't get to move on to the next class.
Interesting.
So I was like, I can't backfloat. I can swim.
Do you shame him?
No, because I can swim so good.
Yeah.
I swim so very much good. Okay?
Are you Cuban or Mexican? Or Puerto Rican? You're Mexican.
I'm Mexican.
That's interesting.
And he's a quarter.
Yeah. He's only a quarter? Oh, yeah, because you're half.
I'm half, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And Carrie's like 100% white.
100%.
Pure white. You're big.
Oh,
it's all about catching you off guard this episode. I'm just going to keep saying
off the wall shit. We have no videos yet.
Yeah, so they have no idea what symbol you just threw up.
They don't. No, I threw up. Yeah. I didn't throw up any symbols.
You can't just use a blanket statement by saying things like all Jews are weak.
What?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I don't agree with it. I've listened to your stance on this, and you're wrong.
We're talking about my son not passing swim classes.
Oh, I know. I'm just using all these sound bites that'll come out later if you ever try to run for politician or anything like that. If we're ever in the same neighborhood and you go for the HOA presidency, you are fucked.
Bro, I'm VP of mine right now. Yeah. Get some.
Wait till I have nothing better to do.
You're going to come to my neighborhood and
I'm
run for
the HOA president, and I'm not even going to live in the neighborhood.
Yes.
I'm just going to drive around in a fucking golf cart.
I'd be your VP, dude.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to find the fuck out of everyone. Patrick's going to hate me.
I'm going to go to his neighborhood? So, wait, you're going
to
go.
Do you guys not live in the same neighborhood?
No.
I thought you lived like close to each other.
Well, we live a mile away, but no, not the same neighborhood.
Where does he live?
Like,
generally. I don't need his address on the podcast.
121st. You know, I'm on 131st. He's on 121st. Yeah. So,
yeah. Just that one.
Yeah. So, you run for VP, I run for, or you run for P, and I run for VP?
Oh, I'm going to run for DP.
DP?
Deep president. 23 flavors of you got fined, bro.
No.
Did you guys hear there's a Dr. Pepper shortage?
My
wife told me. Yeah. This COVID-19 is destroying Dr. Pepper.
Coins and Dr. Pepper.
No, it's destroying. Fuck coins. I don't give a shit about coins. It's all online currency now anyway.
How did they even have a shortage of coins? I want to know how that happened.
Because there's some fucking crazy grandma out there who's collecting all the change and not fucking sharing it.
How do you have a shortage of coins?
Because they're not watching it. You know what? My neighbor works for the bank.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him what the fuck's going on with the coins.
Yeah, ask him. Figure it out.
It's a conspiracy, I bet you.
Because we have no shortage at work of coins.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to hold all the coins, and then they're going to hold all the paper money, and then they're going to put up a computer chip in your forehead, and then they'll control you forever.
They'll control you forever. But
people are stupid. No, that's what I'm saying. It's a conspiracy theory. I think 90% of conspiracy theories, and listen, and this is from a guy who likes a couple of them. 90% of conspiracy theories come from stupid people who can't win a real argument, so they make one up. And it doesn't matter. You can't prove them wrong because there are no facts, right or wrong. It's a theory.
I would say 90% of the public conspiracy theories are that way, yes.
I think if you're on Facebook.
Like the high retweeted, reshared, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're getting your shares and your likes and your hearts and your
retweets. It's the thing that comes out to you. It's like, do I really think that the moron who had like mental deficiencies all through high school cracked the government code, the deep state, they're the ones who figured it out? Or are you just at home doing nothing after working your, not a real job, you know what I mean? Like you sorted library cards again for the city, like, ooh, you're really doing the best there. You wear the bicycle helmet all day, and then, you know, they pat you on the head, give you a sucker. You're the one who cracked the deep code. You're the one who knows what's really going on. You know that George Soros is secretly funding the evil lizard people. You can fuck all the way off with that.
He's got his tin hat on real tight, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
That stuff just drives me crazy when I see it. I'm just like, why do you think you, of all people, figured it out? You're not even the smartest person in your friend group, and all your friends are imaginary.
Yeah.
It's like, how the fuck did that happen? You're the dumbest person because you imagine everyone else around you smarter. It's interesting to me.
I feel you. Hashtag save the children. How you feel?
I mean, I believe in saving children, but I also believe that there are a lot of people out there who have nothing better to do. If you're a Facebook mom, for example, you're the most annoying person on the planet to me. I don't want to buy your shitty products. I don't believe in your MLM, multi-level marketing schemes. I'm not buying your bullshit like, oh, I believe in you. I need 10 people to try this out. I don't believe in that because all you're posting is that bullshit where you're trying to sell people a shitty product because you got sucked into it because you're retarded. And then you're also trying to convince people that there are a bunch of shit going on and your children are in danger. The only ones whose children are in danger are your own because they have half of your genetics and they're obviously dog shit. Yeah. Personally.
Did we talk about on the podcast what I thought MLM meant? When you said it at work. This is about a month ago and we were printing all those BLM shirts.
Oh.
During the whole like Trump rally here in Tulsa. You said something to me like
MLM.
Yeah, man, you're trying to be a part of this MLM. And what are you talking about? And I was like, Mexican Lives Matter is a thing? Like, no, multi-level marketing. It's like, okay, I am stupid for sure.
That I think my greatest achievement in life was when my wife asked me the first time. She goes, I think I'm going to start selling this thing. And I was like, no, well, we're not. And we talked about it long and hard. And she was like, you're right. And for the first time in my life, I felt vindicated by my wife. Right then and there. Not when she said I do. And not when she married me. But when she was like, you were right about one thing. And I was like, I fucking nailed it. I fucking accomplished something in this life. And then she transferred like $40 into my allowance account.
There you go. He got the $40 allowance. That's all you needed, right?
And I spent it all on Call of Duty points.
Yes. For Josh trying to buy you back into the game?
No, it's so that I have the coolest skins and I have the coolest guns, and Josh still has to buy me back into the game. I know what I'm about.
Did we do it? I know we're over a tight
30. Yeah, we're over our time. Listen, I hope you guys enjoy this. I don't know what we're definitely working on transitioning, not our genders.
No.
But like,
well,
I'd make an ugly woman.
Josh?
Josh would be an interesting case.
No.
You don't think he'd be a pretty girl?
Yeah, shave that beard and that good thick stash.
We could be a bearded lady. Just really like lean into both sides of it.
That sounds good. Anyway, so we are transitioning over
to... I think we're going to drop the football thing altogether soon.
Well, if there's no football, we have to.
And then we'll actually come up with real segments and a real outline and do this more seriously.
Yeah. If Matthew could get his life together and get over here on a weekly basis.
Add him as a regular, too.
I mean, that'd be cool. So, appreciate you, Josh, for being here as a weekly producer.
Yeah, and for the 45 people who are listening...
45 listening?
No, no. I was just trying to be nice.
Trying to add in.
Yeah, I tripled up what the people... Yeah, so for everyone listening, if you legitimately don't care about the football aspect of it that we haven't talked about in, like, I don't know, 6 weeks...
Yeah.
Because I will say all of our football episodes did not have nearly as many listens. If we're cool with that, we'll transition, we'll change the name. I mean, we'll still keep the fantasy teams together, obviously.
I still like, what was it, the Schmeatball Boys?
Yeah, Schmeatballs.
Schmeatballs? Schmeatballs.
Yeah, Schmeatballs.
That's what it was. I still like that name.
I actually Googled Schmeatballs. You know what Schmeatballs is? Schmeat is like one of those like fake soy meat companies. Like the fake meat, like the Beyond Burgers and stuff. I was like,
what? We can't be fake meatballs.
But then it was like, I also saw
but we're tweet, not Italian.
But I also saw that tweet that was just like, you know, Timmy Turner never like wished for a big dick, so you know he got that schmeat. Mm. And I was like, fuck. That's where I like heard it for the first time. And I've heard other people say it, and I know it makes my wife uncomfortable when I say schmeat.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely...
Could you imagine walking around with a shirt that says schmeatballs?
Oh my god, what if we did this? What if we made it weirder?
So it'd be No. I have it.
It's a plate. Okay. It's got noodles, Schmeat Boys, and it's two meatballs, and it's our faces on them.
I had the face of the meatballs. It was just going to be a sack, though.
Oh, I don't want that. That's too easy. I want a plate with noodles, sauce, and just two meatballs with our face on it. It says Schmeat Balls or Schmeat Boys. I don't care.
I like that.
Nice to schmeat you. We can do all kinds of different stuff.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to change it up. Definitely have like legitimate segments.
We're getting there. Well, that's what we've been trying to...
We want to do this more seriously, but the problem is this was wholly based on football.
Yeah.
And football is not happening.
Yeah.
Football's over.
Maybe.
Might. I mean, Big Ten canceled
already. Well, college football's over.
Yeah.
But pro might happen still. We'll see.
And if that does happen, we'll discuss everything that changes for that.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
We're signing off.
Peace.